It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With the first pick.
With pick one.
With pick one.
With the first pick.
Brought to you by Dennis Family Homes. You can build with confidence.
Get those picks in.
Make those selections count. It's now time for the Off the Bench Draft.
Zipper's away, but he's left his voice behind.
Yeah, good on him.
There you go. Right, picks. You've got pick one, the criteria, as we pay our tribute to Sandy Roberts, one of the great callers.
Yep.
He's the greatest callers of all time. The only criteria so is that they can't still be calling. So they can't...
Oh, hang on. There's no criteria. They can be calling any time. 50 years ago or today, everyone's still available. With pick one, I'll take Dennis Cometti.
I figured you'd take him one or
two. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful chase by Heath Shaw.
Okay.
He came up behind him like a librarian. He never heard it.
Who are you taking in pick two?
Everybody else in the library is shouting.
Leave him alone.
I'll take Bruce McAvaney at pick two.
Bruce. Okay. I'll take Sandy Roberts at three.
Three, yeah. They were the big three, really. I had them on top three on my depth chart, to be fair.
Yep. We got audio for some of these. We're going to let them play the audio.
Yep.
So I'll take, at pick three, I'll take Sandy Roberts.
Line. Hunter can't pick it up on the half volley. Follows it forward. Now he needs support. And he's caught. And if that's not holding the ball, I'll walk to Christmas Island. Oh, dear.
He's a light, Gary. Have a look at this. Would have been my choice.
That's the one I was hoping.
That would have been my choice. At pick four, I'm going to take Lou Richards.
Oh, yeah, Louis the Lip.
Louis the Lip.
Yeah, well, that's a good pick.
Yep.
At pick,
what a he-man.
At pick five, I'll take Hutto.
You got Hutto at five.
Yeah, he's a good caller.
Wow. Swans need a goal. Nick Davis. I don't believe it. I see it, but I don't believe it. 5 seconds to go. Then it bounced. 13.
See, you really put me in a spot here.
I know. You're going to take Jared now,
don't you? Take Jared at six. I was going back in time. It just doesn't compromise me. And now you put me in a spot. That was an amazing snooker. He just threw me. Achilles heel over at five.
And if you would have taken Hutto, I would have taken Jared as snooker.
That was dirty pull.
Right.
The criteria, to be clear, was days gone by. You've thrown a spanner in the works, and you've tipped this draft on its ear.
All right. Oh, that's how come I always win. At pick seven, I'll take Clinton Gribus. Brilliant caller. The late Chris Mittengarabas.
Amazing caller.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing caller. All right, yes, throw me right out.
Well, I knew you were going to take Hutto because he's defected. He's gone over to the AWs.
He wouldn't have been in the 20, let me tell you.
He's in my 20.
I wouldn't have met him. We could have gone to 200 and he wouldn't have got named. Hang on to these.
Did you turn on people when they're not part of the team?
Just turn on them.
Yeah. Right, who are you taking with pick eight?
Pick eight, at his peak, I loved him. I loved him, and think of him, Rex Hunt at pick eight.
He's unbelievable!
At pick nine, I will take Steve Quatermain.
Oh, Quarters.
Cox throws it onto the left. One last roll of the dice for the Eagles! Leo Barry, you star!
Fantastic line, fantastic caller, fantastic bloke. Pick 10 for me, I'll take Peter Landy.
Peter Landy. I'm really surprised that you haven't gone the way I thought you would. I will take Mike Williamson at 11.
Surely there's a hit the boundary there, is it? Look at these young blokes. What's that hit the boundary thing? Did he call the ball went out of bounds?
Well, I was still trying to worry about the seats coming down from the Cooter Bees.
pick 12, I'll take the late, great Drew Morford.
Drew? Oh, I forgot. Great caller, Drew Morford.
Yep, fantastic caller.
I will take, you took Peter Landy, didn't you? I will take...
You got pick 13 picks.
I've got
13.
Pick 13! And I am going to take...
13!
I'm going to take... Ian Robertson.
Oh, I had him close. Ian Robertson at 13.
Yep.
I'll take Jack Edwards at 14.
Oh, I love Jack Edwards, Northman.
Loved too. Jack Edwards.
Edwards,
14.
Yeah. I will take Pipe, Dwayne Russell at 15.
Yeah, he's a much better player than 15.
Oh my.
All my depth charting here is in history, not present. So you're sticking a couple of these through me. He's a better, much bigger pick than 15, to be fair.
Yep.
At 15, he's an absolute steal, I reckon.
Yep.
I'll take you. This is a little cheeky one, but he called a lot of play-by-play and was very good.
Who?
The chimp Bobby Skilton at 16.
Really?
Yes, he called, but Jack Edwards, he got the second.
Yeah, I know he did. But
Peter Landy Lurich has got the main game, and Jack and Bob got the second game.
Yeah, right, okay. I'll take Doug Haywood at 17.
Doug Haywood at 17. Well, I think just because of the legacy of him, I think you've got to take Jack Dyer at 18.
Yep.
You have to.
Enough.
He's there. He was there on the depth chart.
Yep, okay. Yeah, I've got a real, it's a tricky one at the moment for me because I really want to put this one bloke in, but he was only really hurt on K-Rock.
Not EJ?
Not EJ.
Rushy. Oh, no.
Peter LeGrand.
I've got him on my list too, Peter LeGrand. I had him.
I'll take him at 19.
I had him on my list too, Peter LeGrand.
I knew you would because you listen to K-Rock.
I loved him as a caller, yeah. There he is right there. Picks right in the middle of my list.
Yep. Well,
pick 19.
I'm taking him with my last pick 19.
Yep. Okay, so I've got 20 in the last pick in the draft. This is a really challenging one.
Yep. Who are you going with?
With apologies to Shane Healy, who I loved painting the picture.
Good call. He painted a lot of pictures.
And I was very keen to get Shane in, but you threw me out.
Yep.
And I'm just so big on where he's going as alongside Jared. So Matt Hill at pick 20.
Matty Hill?
Yep. First year rookie.
You'll win a few over with Matty.
First year rookie. Magnificent.
You could put him in the top 20.
He and Jared and Dwayne are the three best callers in my view.
Yeah, well, of course
in
it's
our
your
world.
View.
And
I think he's a fabulous caller, but I don't think you could put him in the top 20 right yet in the AFL. I think he's the best race caller I've ever heard.
That's what you got to believe in. You changed on me. I didn't have him on my depth chart. Shane would have got him, but there you go.
I'll tell you who missed out. Harry Beitzel missed out.
Yeah, he did.
Bit stiff.
The major missed out.
Tim
too.
Lane missed out.
Tim was.
I had him on my list. I don't know how I overlooked him.
Peter Donegan should have been.
BT
in.
Missed out.
BT
JB missed out.
Well, I didn't have them on my depth chart because he changed the rules.
Oh, let's go through the draft.
I think I've got you, by the way.
Oh,
I'm calling it.
Please.
I'm calling an election night victory here.
Good luck.
Put the poll up. Quick, Jacko.
Good luck.
Let's go.
Okay. So
Peter McKenna was on.
I had him
five on my depth chart, and I didn't take him.
I missed a couple on my list. Okay, so my list is Dennis Cometti, Sandy Roberts, Anthony Hudson, Clinton Gribus, Stephen Quartermain, Mike Williamson, Ian Robertson, Dwayne Russell, Doug Haywood, Peter LeGrand. Hutchie? Yep.
McAvaney, Lou Richards, Waitley, Rex. I'm home here.
No, you're not.
Peter Landy, Drew Morford, Jack Edwards, Bob Skilton, Jack Dyer, Matt Hill.
See, look, I love the chimp, but I don't think the chimp was a great caller.
He was a great caller, the chimp.
He was more of a specials guy.
No, he was a fantastic caller. Underestimated. I'm going to share some of those on social today.
Great little fella.
There you go.
No, it's actually tight. It's going to be tight. I don't know if you've got me.
Oh, I think I've got
you. I mean,
you
start off with Cometti and Roberts for your first two picks.
One
it's going to be hard to run down.
You thought you were being smart by changing the rules on the fly, and I've responded.
Yeah. No, we didn't miss
Jared. The pressure goes on, you've got to step up.
Jared, someone off the SMS, you missed Jared. No. Jared's pick six. He was at six. After I snuck in Hutto at five.
Dirty pull. Let us know your thoughts on the 40 Winks temper text. Just say in one word, who won?
Picks.
One word, who
Peter
won?
Peter LeGrand, I thought you'd go with him.
I love Peter LeGrand. Their commentary team on K-Rock, which I grew up with, was
Brushy.
EJ. Peter LeGrand. Brushy, Ted Ryan around the grounds.
Yep.
Brushy was stats, I think, wasn't he?
Brushy was stats, yeah. Brian Brushfield.
Yep. I got a rip of roast beforehand for
lunch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. They did. Teddy was a great caller.